Wisconsin Badgers safety Colin Wilder came to Madison before the days of nil and the transfer portal. He paid the price to walk on as a transfer from the Houston Cougars, and it's worked out great for both parties. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show. Hope it's a great day for you. My name is Greg Stewart, and this program is sponsored and paid for by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to give and support the show and sustain it at WWIB.com. By the way, you can give that gift securely right there at WIB.com. Colin Wilder has earned the respect and admiration of his teammates because they know that the Katy, Texas kid has got their backs, each and every one of them, in that locker room. It's been fun to have Colin Wilder on the show here for a few days talking about Badger football. Of course, the crushing loss at Minnesota that knocked Wisco out of the Big Ten championship game. And talking about Badger memories that he's going to take with him as he gets ready to play his final game, that bowl game for Wisconsin. And, of course, he's commented on his faith and how deep his relationship is with the Lord and how that impacts everything that he does. So, Colin, what's your story faith-wise? How did you come to a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ in your heart and your soul?
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in a Christian home. My mom and dad have, you know, really, they did a fantastic job of putting the word, you know, around me since I was a baby. And, you know, eventually when I was five, I believe, I made the decision myself to accept Jesus into my life. And, you know, since then, you know, you accept Jesus into your life at 5 years old. I mean, there's still so much life to live and so much things to go through, so much things to grow in. And so, you know, it's been an up and down journey, you know, and I think that's the way that the faith journey works sometimes, because we're all not perfect, but, you know, the Lord has just truly, molded me in every phase of my life in so many ways. And, you know, in high school, you know, he truly worked through me, you know, by giving me a great platform, you know, as a high school football player at Katy High School, and being able to, being able to make relationships there spiritually. And and then, you know, going into college, you know, I really thought that it was going to be the same thing. And I really kind of walked away from my faith for a while. And it was a mix of a lot of things. Obviously, you know, you first get to college and you trying to figure out, you know, what college is. And, but then at the same time though, you know, I stopped getting in word as much. I stopped going to church, trying to find a church, and I ended up just not really going to church much. You know, and then I ended up getting a girlfriend, and then, you know, it kind of, all those things kind of just started to spiral, and to where my faith wasn't really relevant in my life. And, you know, talking to my dad during that time, I mean, even he told me that he doesn't really see much fruit in me, mm-hmm. Spiritually and at the time. And, you know, I didn't really understand. I was kind of blinded by it. But, you know, that's just something that's just part of the faith journey. But I ended up getting injured my sophomore year of college, ended up tearing up my knee and being out for the season. And, you know, that adversity really kind of opened up my eyes to what I was missing and to what I was really lacking. And, you know, the Lord used that adversity to kind of remold me and reshape me and eventually lead me to Wisconsin. You know, I remember, you know, January 1st, 2018, I just prayed for the Lord for a life-changing moment that year. I was in tears and, you know, sitting in church praying for a life-changing moment. And that was back when I was still at Houston and before I even thought about transferring. And let alone that year, I ended up, you know, the Lord ended up leading me to transfer to Wisconsin. And, you know, so when I got up here, I was able to be linked up with spiritually filled people. And, you know, ever since then, I mean, the Lord has just truly just worked into my life and worked into my heart. And I'm truly just so grateful for the journey, though. And, you know, the Lord has, you know, just molded me into something so strong for Him in each phase of my life, regardless of the ups and downs. And that just shows the Lord's grace in all of it. And, you know, this year He's truly blessed me beyond what I could expect, you know, football wise, but it's beyond of what I ever deserve. And again, because of that, you know, he truly just gets all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Colin Wilder, the safety with the Wisconsin Badgers. You know, the Christian life is not a straight line upwards. We have our ups and downs. All of us do, myself included. But we find that Jesus is always faithful, just waiting with open arms for us to come back, for the prodigal to come home. Colin, thanks for spending all this time with us and sharing and inspiring all of us with your testimony. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you. I really appreciate you having me.